With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Right, hello everybody and welcome along to the Christmas episode of Ready Player 2. I jumped straight in there because usually everybody cocks around for ages. We haven't been around for a little while. We did do a podcast, which got lost into the great big podcast hole. It's gone. You're pointing that way, but actually on my screen he's down there, by the way. That's me now. Yeah, so we did do a podcast and it disappeared, it vanished. It's one of our famous lost podcasts, not that famous. But like Michael Bublé, we trot ourselves out every Christmas and come up with something a little bit special. So it doesn't matter that you haven't seen us for ages and ages, because we're here now and that's what counts. So we've got loads... I'm badonking. I'm going to have to close Facebook.
Okay.
Hang on a minute, because every time somebody...
Badonk.
Every time somebody messages...
Are you badonk?
How do I do it? How do I do it? Hang on a minute.
Got the badonkadonk.
No, that's not it. That's not how I do it. Volume mixer. There we go. I'm going to mute. There we go. I think that'll probably do it. Right. Everything's fine.
Oh.
Yeah. So we're here now. We haven't got everybody. Unfortunately. And I came up with Christmassy names for everybody, kind of. And they're all on a notepad document that I now can't bring up on my screen because I'm streaming. So we're streaming this live on Facebook. This is Facebook Live right now. So we have everybody, unfortunately, apart from Lewis Silent Knight. Because he couldn't make it. He couldn't make it. But hopefully, next podcast or next special thing that we do, hopefully he's going to be around. But he is here in spirit. He is here in Christmas spirit. And actually, he's here in actual spirit because he's in the Facebook chat right now. But we also have... So the names that I've come up for everybody might not entirely work. Hi, I'm Rich. I am Rich, you scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy podcast host. Horsley.
Amazing.
Thank you very much. We also have Miss L. I know what you did last Christmas, Trevan.
I already know where this is going.
Last year, we gave him a shot. And the very next year, he won't go away. It's Mr. Lee. And Jingle Bell.
Oh, wasn't where I thought you were going.
It wasn't as bad as you thought it was going to be.
I thought that Richard was just going to go, and Mr. Rossifer Bellbag.
Yeah.
No. Mr. Rossifer Jingle Bell. So there you go. Some of us are here, most of us are here. We're here to deliver a little bit of Christmas spirit, and the Christmas spirit is going to come in the form of incredibly shonky podcast games.
Yay.
Actually, sorry, incredibly well thought out podcast games.
Oh, great.
Because they're not going to be delivered by me, or more importantly, Lee.
What?
This. So our resident producer. Why is that plant moving? Just out of the corner of my eye, I can see this plant roaming across the screen. Can we not? It's migrating Christmas trees is not going to do me well.
How did you do that?
Oh, good grief. Okay, I'm going to hand this over now. So we're not going to do any games. We're not going to do what we've been playing this week. We did all of that on the podcast that disappeared, and we might revisit it at some point because we spoke about a load of really big games, and then promptly lost all the audio. So.
Apologies.
Ross.
Yes.
You have, is it a single podcast game or is it a number of podcast games?
It's multiple podcast games all in one podcast.
Multiple podcast games. There you go. Yeah. It's a feast for the senses. Right, I'm going to hand over to you. You go for it. You let us know what's going on.
Thanks. Anyone listening or watching, just think of Mastermind plus a pub quiz plus a Ready Player 2 podcast. And that's the general gist of what we're going to be doing. We're going to start.
So it's all going to go really well.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to start with some specialist subjects from each of the guys. So they've all given me their specialist topic. Some of them are harder to find questions for than others.
I'm so scared.
And then we're going to do a general knowledge Christmas quiz, followed by some random game name games. Because, you know, why not? It's Ready Player 2.
Because why not?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm going to score these purely at random, as I do for every podcast game.
No, what you're going to do, you're going to score this purely on a skewed system that is going to result in me not winning any of the games.
Lewis is going to win.
Because
he's not even here, but he's going to win.
Actually, he's not even here.
Yeah, look, I'll keep score. I've got a pen and I've got a bit of paper.
I'll actually keep... What do you do normally?
I always keep score.
But not actually.
Sounded like a lie. I'm just going
to... He's got it all up here.
It's all up here. Right then, so we're going to start with your specialist subjects. Who wants to go first? You've got 5 questions.
Let's rip this band-aid off.
Oh, L straight in there.
Right, straight in.
So there's 5 points on the line here. I'll give you a bonus 5 if you get all 5 correct.
Oh, shit.
What is your chosen specialist subject?
So what is my chosen specialist subject?
This isn't one of the questions.
This is one of the questions.
Oh, no, right. No. I was like, I'm scared. Is this a trick question? It's Stardew Valley.
It is Stardew Valley. So oh, I found 5 God. Questions on this.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's do this then. Oh, I keep losing me
Good
balls.
Luck, everybody.
Right then, first question. What year was the game initially released? 2015, 2014, or 2016?
I have a feeling that it was 2015.
Unfortunately, that feeling is incorrect. It was February 2016.
Oh, well.
Can we get bonus points?
I thought it was older than that.
No bonus points, Lee. How many platforms is the game available on?
Ooh. Am I doing this all on my own? So
it's your specialist subject.
Yeah, I guess.
It's your specialist subject. Don't give me a question about Stardew. I've never played it.
So I know it's on the PC, and I know it's on the Switch. Mm-hmm. And I know that they've got a mobile app.
Yep.
I don't... Hang on. No, they must have brought it out. They've got it on the PlayStation 4. I know that much.
2 more to get.
Maybe they've got it on the Xbox.
Whoa. Now, hang on.
I'll be giving you all
hints.
There are
visual cues. Visual cues are occurring.
There's one more.
You've
got PC, mobile, Switch, PlayStation, and Xbox so far. There's one more.
They've put it on something else?
You're holding up 6 fingers. You've only got 5 right so far.
I know. I know. What?
That thumb is the problem. That needs to work on that thumb. That one. Yeah.
PlayStation Vita?
Hey, there you go.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Good one.
One for L.
God. Everything is pain.
Question number 3. What is the name of the mayor in Pelican Town?
Huh.
You should know this.
Pelican Town? That wasn't...
Is it Pelican Town? What's the name of the main town you're in?
Oh, yeah. No, you name the farm.
Right. You're going to be very unhappy when you don't get this, and so is someone in our chat.
I know... What?
No pressure, Al.
Lewis.
Yay.
There we go. I was like... shit.
Right, in the game obviously goes in seasons.
Yes.
Think of springtime. Tell me 5 of the 11 crops you can grow in springtime.
You can grow strawberries.
Okay, hang on. Got to check. Yep.
Potatoes.
Potatoes,
parsnips.
Yep.
Shit.
You need 2 more.
Sprouts?
No.
It's Christmas.
I think you can grow beans.
Oh, now there's two different types of beans.
Green beans, the runner beans that you
yep,
put
green
down.
Beans is one.
And...
baked beans.
I'm trying to think.
You need one more.
I know. Can I have a tree crop as well?
A tree crop?
Yeah, is that something that I'm allowed to, like, have? Because you have different trees that give fruits at different seasons.
I'm going to pass this one off to Rich and Lee. What do you think, boys?
No!
A different sort of bean?
I want to win!
Fair enough.
Go on then, if there's a technical loophole, because I may require a technical loophole later on.
Oh, no, yeah.
Right, so I'm banking this in case.
For future use.
Yeah. So go on, she can have whatever she wants. Can you grow people? You can grow people.
You
have
can't
that.
Grow people.
Why not? You feed them?
I wish. Actually, technically, you could. You could have children. You can have 2 children per spouse.
You can have them in any season you want as well, so fair enough, let's have that one.
Yeah!
People for all seasons.
And also, you've already answered your 5th question, and how many children is possible to have in the game?
2.
There you go.
What?
So you got.
Whoa, I didn't realise that the technical loophole
coffee bean.
Was going to be...
Coffee bean.
You could have had coffee bean, you could have had cauliflower.
You can start growing ancient seeds as well, I guess.
I'm on the Stardew Valley Wikia, and I'm not delving any deeper into this than I've
my word.
Scratched the surface off.
I have all. A spreadsheet, and it retains all the information for me on crops. I was so tight-skinned.
Oh my good grief! Serious, right? Okay, we're gonna move on to somebody else.
Yep.
So just quickly, hello to Nate, Nate Connolly, and Raj, who have joined the stream.
Hey,
I presume they're still there.
Thanks for watching.
It's not. It doesn't tell me when people leave.
No,
it tells me when people join. This is the Ready Player 2 Christmas podcast. So welcome along. This is all podcast games. Ross, who's that guy down in the corner, is the guy who is hosting all of our podcast games. So he's got to pick somebody else now. So Elle just answered her specialist. What is that, Elle? I thought you were drinking
so
tea. That was
I've not been drinking
a big
tea for a very long time now.
That was a big dram. I'm not going to lie.
It's a Christmas spirit.
It is a big Christmas spirit. Right, Ross, who's going next?
Lee, you go next.
My specialist subject is Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy book.
Holy
it
shit,
is the book.
Amazing.
Now, one of the questions is also kind of related to the film, but we'll get to that one.
Oh.
Your first question.
Was the film shit? Yes.
First question. What year was the book first released in the UK? 1977, 1980, or 1979?
1979.
Oh, well done.
Boom.
Good grief. He's been on the wiki earlier today. He's been looking at him nodding away.
So was I, and it all made no sense to me at all. What is the name of the alien race that shows up to destroy the Earth?
The Vogons.
Jeez. That's right. What is the name of Zaphod Beeblebrox's ship?
The Heart of Gold.
Yep, 3 from 3.
Smashing it.
What is the name of the supercomputer who determined the ultimate answer to life?
Deep Thought.
Are these too easy? I've never seen the film or read the book. Okay.
Yeah.
Who played Arthur in the film?
Oh! Right, if I get those kinds of questions, I am screwed.
This is a 5 for 5 and a bonus 5 points, Lee. No Wikipedia in either.
No, I'm hands are up here.
His hands are up there. Yeah, he always has to do that when he's on camera. The judge said so.
No. Sorry. Can't do that one.
It was the guy. It was the guy that was in The Hobbit.
Yeah, him from The Office,
was
wasn't
in,
it?
Miracle on 34th Street as well.
Martin Freeman.
I can't remember his.
Oh yeah.
Martin Freeman.
In the film. Oh crap! I was thinking of the TV show.
No,
it's okay, Lee. You can sit with me on 4.
No pressure, Rich. We can take a big lead here.
Okay.
Your chosen subject.
Right, I'd like to point out that I wasn't allowed to choose my chosen subject because apparently I previously done it. So my specialist subject before was Firefly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not allowed to pick that anymore. So wildly, I've decided to pick the MCU. And not like not just one film, like the whole MCU.
And
this
and
might
comics.
Backfire.
No.
Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Oh,
right? So, the films. The films, specifically the films. And I want no curveballs here, okay. Because the fucking Hulk film does not count.
No, that's not included. These are all part
Thank
of the
you.
Kind of phase 1, 2, 3, 4, that sort of stuff.
This is going to go really badly. Okay, fine.
Put these
okay,
films
move my phone out
in
of the way.
Chronological order of release.
Shit,
Winter Soldier.
Okay.
Thor Dark World. Ant-Man. And Avengers Age of Ultron.
Oh, Jesus, bastard. Shit, bollocking.
These are all Phase 2 films. So they're all with, they all come out within
so
the space
what
of
we
two
got,
years.
What we got? Sorry, we got Winter Soldier.
Yeah. Thor the Dark World.
What was the other one? Thor Dark World.
Ant-Man. And Age of Ultron.
That is a toughie.
Age of Ultron. Right. I'm stuck on Ant-Man and Age of Ultron. I think Ant-Man is the most recent.
You're going to put out 4?
I don't think it is.
Don't listen to Lee, Rich. Listen to your heart.
I'm trying to know. Ant-Man is the most... Out of all of them, Ant-Man is the most recent, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, when they release.
Then...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the next back would be Age of Ultron. Dark World and Winter Soldier. That's tough. That's tricky.
They came out within
what
6 months
we got?
Of each other.
What happened? So we had Thor...
I reckon Winter Soldier first.
I think Winter Soldier first. But I might be wrong.
Oh, might be. Both of us can't be wrong.
Surely.
Hang on a minute, let me Google it.
Democracy.
okay.
You've got Ultron and Ant-Man right.
I'm just trying to think what happened in Winter Soldier and what happened in Dark World. But Dark World didn't really have any bearing to what happened to Earth.
Fucking terrible.
It was complete. Oh no! They did turn up on Earth. No! They did turn up on Earth, and they crashed that fucking thing. Shush you! This is a hard question.
Give him time.
You got what was the name of the fucking ship? I've got four things.
Four questions by the time you've even got halfway through this one.
Shush! This is basically like four questions.
One book.
I'm going to go. Possibly incorrectly, I'm going to go Thor Dark World first.
So Thor,
right?
Winter
I'm going
Soldier,
Thor, then Winter Soldier, then Ultron, then Ant-Man.
Correct.
Ah, shit.
Yes!
Good job.
And you know the only reason I got that right is because of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Because the events of the films tie into Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Oh, do you know what?
You can't complain, Lee. You're a nerd.
Heart of Gold. Jesus. Couldn't even name the actor.
Right, question number 2.
Right. Carry on.
Which character has appeared in the most MCU films?
Oh, come on. What? I get...
That's come on, this is easy.
She got That's beans. What character has appeared in the most?
So easy.
That's got to be Iron Man, hasn't it?
It is. He's been in 9 other films.
Yeah. Yeah.
Following on from that, Iron Man / Tony Stark has been on screen a combined 5 hours and 23 minutes. Who has been... comes in second in the total screen time?
Who comes in second?
Who's sorry?
In terms of total screen time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who comes second to Iron Man / Tony Stark?
I'm thinking it's got to be Captain America. I'm worried that it's going to be a curveball here, like Nick Fury or something. But he's never on screen for that long.
No, he's in the mall, but just never has been on screen for long, is he? Yeah. It is. It's Captain America.
I think it's got to be Captain America.
3 hours
yes.
and 31 minutes. It helps that Winter Soldier is about 3 hours long. So.
Mm.
2 from 2. Question number 3. Which single character has killed the most main villains?
Has killed the most main villains? Mm. Main villains, as in like villain.
The big bad guy in that movie.
Well, there's 3 Iron Man films. Right? Just bear with me here. There's 3 Iron Man films. There's 3 Captain America films, but they didn't kill the guy in Civil War.
No. There's 3 Thor films. Three Thor
films.
Is there?
Yeah, he's killed loads of people. He's just killing folks left and right. But most of the bad guys are his brother, yeah. And he keeps coming back, so I'm not sure that counts.
Tom Hiddleston.
Out of all the films, hang on. If we're counting, because technically, he didn't kill him though, did he? I don't know.
This is the hardest question you've got.
This is question five.
I think it,
three.
I'm going to go with Thor for a couple of reasons, and if I'm wrong, I'll argue it.
Okay, you are wrong. The real answer is Pepper Potts. She killed the bad guy in the first film.
Do you know what? I was about to argue that it wasn't Iron Man because Pepper Potts killed the bad guy in...
Pepper Potts, award for most understanding partner.
So she killed the dude. She killed the dude in the second or the third film?
The third.
Who else has she killed?
I think it is the third, but it could be the second. The third. They all blur.
Second.
The first and the third.
Second was
Whip. Oh yeah, she blew up the fella in the big ass suit, didn't she? Yeah. What a bitch. She screwed up my entire point average.
Question number four.
Okay.
As of 2018, who is the youngest member of the MCU? Actual character age.
Easy.
What, as in superhero?
Yeah, as in a character.
Or supporting
in the film.
Cast.
Oh.
But like a main character. Whoa, now hang on, because some of them have got kids.
They don't count. One of the actual characters who appeared in a big role in one.
This has got to be a trick question. This has got to be a trick question.
Clarification question: in the Avengers, or
it was in an Avengers film? Yeah.
It's got to be. I'm thinking it's got to be Spider-Man, but.
I agree.
I think he's fucking with me. I think he's fucking with me. This is the problem. I think that he's screwing with me, and I'm worried now. I'm worried that I've missed something. I can't remember.
You've already got a question wrong.
I've answered more questions than he thinks I've answered as well, which is unfair, by the way. I'm going to go. I'll loop back to that in a minute. Who have we got? Who have we got? Who have we got? Screw it, I'm going to go Spider-Man. You tell me why I'm wrong.
Spider-Man 16. Vision is 3 years old.
Oh, no! No way!
I love it. It's
oh, you bastard!
Best Christmas
you
present.
Bastard. You bastard!
You've got a multiple choice one now. Across all of MCU films, how many scenes does Tony Stark appear drinking alcohol? Is it 14, 18, or 20?
20.
It's only 14. He's only been in the film.
This is disastrous.
Next time I'm picking one thing, like one film or one book.
So then.
Good grief.
After your specialist subjects, Richie got 2, Lee and Al both got 4.
No. Whoa. Okay, hold on. Hold that phone. Because I answered the question of who had been in the most times.
Yeah.
Right? And then I answered a follow-on question, which is who has been in the second most times.
Yeah.
Right? That was 2 distinctly separate questions, warranting 2 distinctly separate points, I would argue.
Yeah, so right. 3.
Iron Man's been in the film 9 times, but I told you how long he'd been in it for, and told you that he was in it for the most.
Yeah, but that was a question.
Yeah, but
you asked me that, and I said Iron Man, and then you asked me...
The previous question, which you got wrong because you didn't know... Well, you got that right. You already knew he was in 9 times.
Yeah.
All right, I'll give you 3 then.
So why?
You have 3 points.
Yay! Yeah! Seriously, you got the easiest question. You shut up.
I didn't get the easiest question if you don't know the
that
answer.
Was hard.
I thought your easiest question you got wrong as well. To be fair.
It was the book.
Yeah, I didn't shower myself in glory there, I've got to be honest.
The Wikipedia page for that book is quite small, actually. Right, we're going to do a pub quiz now on Christmassy questions. There's 20 questions.
God.
Actually, we can't have the website. Wait, just shout your name out first, all right?
Yep.
And you know the answer.
Okay. What?
Right, are we all ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, I will be.
Okay, question number 1. Which children's builder claimed the number one builder. Spot...
That's not your name.
Supposed to shout your name. Rich, Bob the Builder.
Rich, you got a point.
What?
Technicality.
Question number 2. Which member of the British royal family prepares a speech that is broadcast on Christmas Day?
Lee.
Rich.
got that first. It was the Queen, I don't know. Which male actor was left home alone at Christmas?
Lee.
Rich.
Go on, Lee.
Macaulay Culkin.
Yep.
I don't know actors' names. This is awful.
In Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol, which grumpy character says Bah?
Lee.
Rich.
The first, who is it, Lee?
Ebenezer Scrooge.
Question number 5. Which popular carbonated soft drink user uses red lorries in its Christmas advertising?
Rich!
Oh, that was close. Go on, Lee.
Coca-Cola.
I think you just got that first. Which British male group had Christmas number ones in 1963, 1965 and 1967?
Oh, I can sing it.
I wasn't born
Don't.
Then.
Don't.
Take a guess.
Group.
British group, yeah.
I don't know.
Who's big in the 60s?
Lee.
British groups. Go on, Lee.
Slade?
Nope.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
I have no
idea.
Lee
again?
Yes. Go on, Lee.
Beatles?
Yeah, it was the Beatles.
Okay.
We'll allow it.
Question number 6. Which leader banned Christmas pudding and mince pies during the 17th century?
What?
Come on.
What? Which leader
17th century
banned Christmas puddings?
Yeah.
Well, you said, say it louder, into the microphone.
Lee.
You want Lee?
Right.
Oliver Cromwell?
Yeah. He's flying there.
That's
because he was born
the
then!
17th century helps, I suppose, yeah.
It's in my ballpark.
Right, this is an easy one. Which huge Christmas gift did France give to the United States in 1886?
Ow. Rich!
Oh, Rich got that one first.
The Statue of Liberty.
That's the one.
Whee! I got a question right!
Stop, Rich.
What Christmas product did Sir Henry Cole produce in 1843?
Lee.
Go on, Lee.
My internet
mustard?
Went.
No.
Can you repeat the question?
Mustard?
Yep.
Christmas product.
What Xmas product did Sir Henry Cole produce in 1843?
Sir Henry
1843.
Cole.
1843.
Yeah. Christmas. If you love recycling, then these are a great thing for you.
What?
Ah. That's a terrible clue.
What?
Rich!
Go on.
Wrapping paper.
Oh, no, you're so close. Is that kind of random?
Oh.
Kid,
Rich.
Kids give them to school kids. Go on, Rich.
Christmas cards.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah! Got another one.
Question number 10. Which movie is set at Christmas time and stars Cameron Diaz, Jack Black, Jude Law and Kate Winslet?
Set at Christmas
time. Yeah, this came out in the mid-2000s as well.
Kate Winslet? She's only been in one film. She nearly drowned. Jack Black wasn't in it.
No, he certainly wasn't.
That would have been a really cool scene in the car, though.
Think about what that time of year is called. What do people call it?
Christmas?
Close, but you have a Christmas... Someone in the chat's got it. Lewis has got it.
Where's the chat?
Yuletide.
No.
Holidays.
Yeah, there you go. Great name.
Okay.
What?
Holidays.
No.
Because we're going to be forever.
Come on.
No way. That's the same technicality you did him on before.
We're just going through the list, Lee. We'd
Question
find
11.
It eventually.
True or false, the term Boxing Day derives from the collection of money in boxes from churches.
Lee.
Rich.
Go on, Lee.
False.
Anyone else care to hazard a guess?
L.
Yes, L.
I was going to say false.
It's where they used to box up stuff and give it to the poor, right?
Well, according to this website, it's true.
No.
So someone say true quickly, I'll give you a point.
What?
Oh, true.
There you go.
Rich! Shenanigans! shenanigans.
I'll accept that.
That's an American website written by American people, and therefore it is categorically wrong.
Question number 12.
On a 50-50.
Which British male actor played Scrooge in The Muppets Christmas Carol?
Rich! I can't remember. Michael Caine.
Yes, it is.
Good one.
There's 2 points in it at the minute. According to the song, what did my true love bring to me on the third day of Christmas? Go on now.
Hang on.
You said yeah before you knew!
I know, before I thought.
You have to sing it now.
Okay. On the first day of Christmas, we partridge in the pear tree. Two turtle doves, three French hens.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Sorry, I was drinking. Yep, correct. You got a lead of 1 point currently.
Oh. Sweat.
This is really easy. Which Christmas vegetable is an anagram of sarmpip?
L.
Late.
L got there first.
Yeah. Parsnip.
Parsnip it is. Have you muted yourself, Rich? Have you given up?
No! I'm just making strange faces. Because I don't know what's happening. Apart from the fact that I'm losing and I don't like it.
Just shout your name and then think.
That's what I'm going to do next!
How's your maths, guys? This is a maths question. How many gifts are mentioned in the 12th day of Christmas in total?
What?
So, 5 gold rings, 4 blah blah blah, 3 blah blah blah.
Yeah, alright, we get...
Shit.
How many... Well, hang on, because like a turtle dove, you can't. That can't be a gift.
It's a gift. You can give birds for Christmas, they're not dogs.
12 plus 11. Can I open a calculator? Is that... Oh, late, oh no, yeah, I'll stream it.
50.
No, and way off.
Hang on, I'm opening the calculator, which is going to be streamed.
Lee, 60.
Still way off.
Lee, 100.
Still way off.
Oh, right. Lee, 100 and...
Still way off.
Rich! Rich!
Go on, Rich.
78.
No.
What? I just calculated it! Mathematically accurate!
Pass.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I don't understand the question, so I'm just going to guess.
The question, according to the... where is it? How many gifts were mentioned in the 12 days of Christmas in total?
Huh. Yeah, I got 78 as well.
Oh.
I got 78?
Are people considered...
This is going to be some stupid... Not anymore, Al. There's
much, much more.
Not since that war.
They add up each time.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
No, they don't add up each time because they're recounting what they gave to them. Every time they recount it.
Yeah, all
the
way down.
Plus
10,
plus
9,
plus
6,
plus 5.
We've already done that. 78.
That's 78. If you think about it, it multiplies each time. So.
That's certainly. Lee's on it. It's going to take a while.
Shit. I'm not doing this. I give up. Maths is hard.
It's going to take way too long.
Think of the days of the year and take one off.
Oh, L.
Go on, Lee.
364.
Yep, there you go.
Yes!
That's not fair. I was mathematically it.
Maths is hard.
No, because you cheated. He literally just went, get this number and take one away
that
from it.
That was maths? That was subtraction.
Subtraction.
From which song do the following lyrics derive? It doesn't show any signs of stopping.
Lee.
I've bought some corn for popping. Yes, Lee.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Or let it snow.
Correct. He's got a 2-point advantage.
Lee can have that 2-point advantage.
Over L, he's got a 12-point advantage over me.
What was the first Christmas song broadcast from space in 1965?
Whoa, that's a cool question, and I have no fucking clue.
It's going to be Last Christmas, Wham, isn't it?
Oh, Rich!
Go on, Rich.
Baby, it's cold outside.
That deserves a point.
Thank you. I should have thought of that, to be fair.
That Lee. Or driving him for Christmas.
Go on, Lee.
Jingle bells.
For Christmas, yeah, it is. Yeah, Lee, go right. Question number 18. Which C defines a group of people who go from door to door singing Christmas songs?
L.
Yes, L.
Rich!
Carolers.
Oh, mine wasn't appropriate anyway.
Question number 19. What movie does the song White Christmas come from?
Lee.
Go on, Lee.
See, that's the thing. Say your name and then think.
That's cheating, Ross. I just wanted to point out that I think that's cheating.
Oh, I forgot.
I'm trying to. Have you noticed that anybody watching the stream? I'm actually trying to look in the direction of the person I'm talking to.
I can't.
Fuck you, Lee.
I can't see it.
No, I'm sorry. I pass.
No answers.
Oh God.
I
know it, but I can't remember. Sorry.
It's Holiday.
What film was
Holiday
the what?
Inn,
what?
Yeah.
Holiday Inn. I've never heard of it.
Nah.
Which last hotel? Which well-known Christmas song was released by Greg Lake?
I have no clue.
What? Who's he? What's he doing releasing Christmas songs? He has no business doing anything with a name like
Good
that.
Good job, Greg.
Right, get ready to shout your names out. He believes in someone.
Lee.
You want Lee?
I believe in Father Christmas.
There you go.
What?
Great clues.
Never heard of that before in my life.
I love Christmas, me.
All right, here we go. After two...
I immediately went, I believe in a thing called now. And I was like, wait, they did a Christmas song. And I can't remember what it was called.
Song, don't let the bells end, Rich. That's what I was. So after two rounds then, Rich, you've got 8 points.
I don't want to know. No, don't say it.
Lee, you've got 12 points. And L, you've got 10 points.
I'll take that.
Turn off your smug, you bastard. We can see you.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 ho.
Right, this is the equivalent of rolling up the sleeves. I've taken my top off now and I'm ready to go. Not all of my top for anybody who's not on the Facebook stream. This is the full business now.
You've lost your bauble.
Right.
Yeah, you've lost it ages ago.
No, I've intentionally misplaced my bauble. That's it's the same thing I do with children in shopping centres. It's over here.
Right. So there's how am I going to score this? Let's say 5 points for a very good answer.
Oh no.
Who wants to go first?
Enjoy your lead while you've got it, Lee.
I'll go first.
You want to go first, Lee?
Go on, Lee.
Okay. Right, Lee. I need to get a timer up, don't I? That's how this game works. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Since I played the game, the game.
Right, you got 1 minute, Lee, and your game main game is...
Hang on, wait.
Well, I'm getting a new name. You heard the start of it.
That's
cheating.
Oh, but that's amazing.
Yeah. It
was when he gets too close to the camera, his face disappears.
Yeah, right,
help!
That's the last time I did this.
I need to sit on my chair quickly. I'm getting ready for this.
It was going to be...
Everything's wrong forever.
Ballet Smash, but you heard the start
of
that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that would have been amazing.
Right, you ready?
I'm getting a pen and paper.
Okay. It is... Drunken Batman Domination.
Holy shit.
Drunken.
This is on par.
Oh my God.
See your timer there.
Just right.
Running down.
Okay. So
you've already wasted 10
this
seconds.
This is a Switch game.
A Switch game.
And Nintendo have now bought the license for DC Universe. So they are releasing this as a
50p.
As a first party thing. And they also need to increase their revenue by releasing more peripherals. So with this, you get a utility belt that links to the Switch. And you have batarangs, like the cutout that you put the Joy-Con in. And you can actually throw... It's multiplayer, four player. A and you can actually throw the batarang at other people, and it can register. So, and the infrared camera comes into play here, because if you can draw blood, the infrared camera can pick that up, and you can score extra. Right, I did my best. I didn't use VR.
I mean, you barely literally talked about.
Yeah, you
game.
Didn't. I actually.
I mean, I quite.
He should have points.
The focus on violence.
I've done better than I've ever done before.
The focus on violence. Yeah, the complete disregard for the fact that you were supposed to be drunk.
Oh yeah. I didn't even look at it. I wrote it down. I didn't even look at it.
Right, I'm afraid. I'll give you 1 point for that.
But it's a point.
Because
you said Batman.
Take it.
Because you said Batman.
Right, who's next? Richard, you're next. You're going to like this one big time.
Okay, is it me, is it?
Ready?
Okay. Yep. Oh,
game name is Perverted Drug Dealing Scandal.
Holy shit, this is amazing.
Wow, okay. So this is a game in which you play a member of the royal family, and basically what's happened is you've been caught.
It's Christmas Eve.
You've been caught with 15. Yeah, you've been caught with 15 prostitutes of moderate gender, and you have got to. And they've taken photos of you with all of these people, and in order to get out of it, you have got to sell drugs, because you've got like your diplomatic immunity. You can travel anywhere in the world and you can take drugs with you, and it's absolutely fine, and you don't get scanned or wanded or whatever. And so you have got to pay back this drug dealer to and it's like it's on the Switch.
And Switch is the favorite.
You pay this drug dealer back. It's kind of like, do you remember Dope Wars?
Yes.
From years ago. It's like that. Yeah, it's like that, apart from you're a member of the royal family and you've got to like personally deliver all these drugs all over the place, and you start building up an empire, a different empire to the one that you're already a member of, and then you make money and you pay the person off. There you go, blackmail gone.
Just desperately trying to put you off then.
Oh my god, you've got a video of me.
Oh no.
I like that.
That's some good hair.
I like that a lot. I'm going to give you 4 points for that.
Cheers!
We're doing two rounds as well, by the way. Right, L.
Okay, good.
Oh, no.
Let me find you a game name.
Oh, no.
This one's quite fun.
Hi, Ciro, in the chat.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready as I'll ever be.
My first bobsled, the Christmas special edition.
My first bobsled. okay, we are going to do this in VR because it's going to be a Memorpaga. You are gonna have your own sled as a peripheral that you need to purchase at the low cost of $9.99. You can customize your sled in game with a multitude of aesthetical attachments. You can get like paint jobs. You can add like speed boosts. You can get like the nice like double decker sleds. And you must defeat other people in the grand championships of bobsledding throughout the world. It is the most bloodthirsty sport you could think of. You could also perhaps buy a peripheral ice shank to be able to take out other members. Yeah, I know, right? You know those really cool like impact vests that you can get for playing games? Yeah, yeah. We're going to have those as well, just so that you know when people pass you and shank you with an icicle or ice shank. At the low cost of $15.99, you'll be able to feel the impact too.
All Jesus Christ.
If anybody from Nintendo is watching this, they're like, fucking right, we're off.
Write it down!
We know!
Someone hire this woman.
This is Christmas done!
Double decker sleds, you have to do the double decker sleds, man.
You get 3 points.
That way you can, you know, you can put your younger sibling on the bottom of the sled and pretend that they're playing too.
Yes, asymmetrical VR. One of you's inside VR and you get to do all of this, and the other one is living in perpetual fear underneath
you. How many points did Elle
get? I got 3 points for that.
3 points. She did a VR game and she got 3 points.
Yeah, but it's not like fun.
Yes, Lee.
You know what?
Do not sound shocked.
All the peripherals.
Because
I did a VR game with the peripherals. And I mentioned that my first bobsled. I mentioned
but
it.
I got disqualified just for saying VR once.
You didn't get disqualified.
No, yes. But she mentioned the game and explained what it was.
Yeah, but that's
you barely mentioned the game and then talked about hurling things at other people for no apparent reason. There was no scoring system. that anybody could ascertain.
Yes, it was. If you survive, you win.
It's like the Hunger Games with Switch controllers.
Oh, God, I would love that.
Right, Lee, you ready? Your second one.
Yep.
Okay, you've got 1 minute. Starting when I finish the title, which is Chocolate Bomb Man.
Right. Chocolate. Oh, I can't ride fast. Okay. Oh my God. So this is a strategy game. Okay. On the Xbox. And it's kind of like a Super Bomberman take on things. Okay. And instead of bombs coming after you, they are Easter eggs. And if they hit you, you get covered in chocolate and you can't move for very long. And I'm trying to think of how I can get VR involved in this, because that seems to be something that will work these days.
Not the Bomberman games.
Oh, okay.
Chocolate Bomberman games.
So it's a strategy game. It's four player, and you all start on different corners of the map. You have to cover the map in chocolate by getting the other people to fall into the chocolate bombs.
So a mix of Splatoon.
So it's Splatoon.
Yeah.
Crash Bomberman.
Yeah.
I quite like that. Yeah.
Oh shit! What happened?
He's shocked.
Splatoon meets Bomberman meets Cadbury promotion.
Yeah. I'll give you 3 points for that one.
Oh, I feel like I won.
I'm not picking you these titles deliberately, Rich. Well, I am. Actually, that's a lie. You ready?
Right.
Shit.
What?
Michael Jackson's Math Shack. Go.
Michael Jackson's what? Sorry,
Math Shack. Math Shack.
Math Shack?
Oh, no.
Okay. This is a game in which, very similar to the Pied Piper, a lot of children have gone missing, and they were all on a school field trip where they were going off to learn maths. And as they were going past Michael Jackson's, what was it called? It wasn't Dismaland, it was the other land. Where he had monkeys and Macaulay Culkin, and they all took a wrong turn and ended up there. But luckily, Michael Jackson is a maths whiz. And this is like, do you remember Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine? It's very similar to that. Maths questions come down from the top, right? And you have got to flip the maths questions around so that the 2 plus whatever matches the right number on the other side. And then if you get it right, you get, like, those numbers explode and then you get loads of points. And for every 1,000 points you get, he frees a child. The idea is to get enough math questions correct that he frees all of the children.
Banned game forever.
5 points.
You're getting 5 points for that.
Yeah, yeah. That's well done.
Thank you very much.
Really.
Right, Al.
I
was going to say finish us off then, but that sounds wrong. Yours is the final one.
What's the scores? What's she got to do?
Oh, okay, well... Rich.
By my guesstimations, I must get 4 points to draw.
What?
Yeah.
Is that right, Ross?
That's right, that's exactly right, yeah.
What the heck? She's just keeping score better than me.
In my brain. Right,
as much.
She knows we're going to screw her out of winning now, doesn't she? Right, Elf, your game is called Jedi Bazooka Showdown.
Holy shit.
This writes itself.
Okay. This is going to be an app. It's going to unite both iOS and Android users. Because obviously Apple are going to be the Sith. Android users are going to be the Jedi. Your phone is going to be either a lightsaber or a bazooka, depending on your preference. And you must go throughout the world and defeat your opponents. You're either
kind of
an
like
Android
Pokemon
user.
Go.
Yeah, it's kind of like Pokemon Go, but you know, you're semi-assaulting people on the street with your mobile phone. It'll unite people. It'll get people in the streets.
I'm getting on this.
Yeah, I'm getting on this.
Yeah, I want a pre-order.
Obviously, you will have to, you know, have your mobile phone location device tracking switched on so that it can alert you to nearby Sith or Jedi depending on your preferences.
This is brilliant.
Depending on the team you're on.
This is like violent Tinder.
I know, yeah. Right? It's what the people want.
Yeah, you needed 4, you got 5. I mean, yeah. I'm all in for taking violence to the streets through gaming.
That's a victory drink.
Final scores then. Lee.
Yeah.
You got 16. Rich. You got 17. Then we got 18.
Yes! Fucking yes!
So hang on. So that's just for that, is it, or is that across the all of the games?
All games.
Tiebreaker.
Well, no.
I know it's not a tie, but tiebreaker.
What? That's across all of the games.
That's across all of the games.
Can't be a tiebreaker.
So on average, you're worse.
I'm okay with that because you got a pity point, so.
That's a fair point. Yeah.
No, I didn't. No, I got a technical point.
You got
it's an entirely different thing.
Everybody felt sorry for your face. Mm-mm.
It was a technical point because I got. Yeah.
It's all irrelevant, L1.
Yeah.
I think realistically Lewis won, and we all know it.
Lewis won.
That was the plan if he was here, obviously.
Yeah, that was the plan. Wait, what?
You guys know the rules.
Yeah, this is after fair. All results are predetermined by the Rossmaster.
Exactly.
There you go. Alien obelisk.
Well done.
Right then. Is that the end of all of the Christmas games?
We survived.
Elle, have you got another bottle? Because that one seems like it might be ailing.
That was the moment to scream.
This clonk. Yeah, don't worry, I'm fine. Smashed on the floor now. Right, is that the end of all of our Christmas games? That is the Christmas pod in a bag and done, is it? Thank you very much. Right, we have live streamed this. So it going off our recent, 100% of our recent podcasts, you who are here, who have watched this live on Facebook, may be the only people that ever witnessed this podcast. Because it's entirely possible that all the audio will explode and it'll never see the light of day. Either that or Ross is going to be pulling the video from Facebook and attempting to edit somehow. So, thank you very much for joining us. This has been the slightly wonky and ever so shonky Christmas episode of Ready Player 2. We're not going to give this a name. We are going to be back in the new year. I'm hoping early in the new year, take that off. Thank you. We're going to be back in the new year, hopefully resplendent with a full 5 podcasters in one form or another. We're definitely going to have Lewis back on. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for an amazing 2018. We have had quite a lot of podcasts out this year. We've had some highs, and we have had a couple of lost podcasts, and everything fell apart a little bit, and we got our scheduling all up in the wazoo. We are going to get better. You deserve better. We will be better.
Sure? But you've got us.
No.
You deserve better, no. But you've
that
got
might
us.
Be a lie.
Yeah.
You deserve better.
That's all you're getting.
Yeah.
But we came, yeah. Jesus. We arrived again. So be thankful. Thank you very much for supporting us 2018. Thank you very much for listening to us and following us and talking to us on Facebook and Twitter and Twitch and all of the great places we're doing things. You'll see us again in the new year. But until then, have an amazing Christmas in whatever you're doing. Enjoy life, enjoy family, enjoy friends. Have a great time. Drink plenty. Or don't drink if that's your thing.
It's not a thing.
We will see you soon. From me, Rich, have a great Christmas. Thank you very much. From Elle.
Salut. Have an amazing time. Get cranked.
From Lee.
Cheers. Have a good Christmas, everybody. It's been fun.
And from Producer Ross.
Merry Christmas, one and all. We'll be back next year with more of this.
We're going to have all of the links and everywhere that you can find us in the show notes for this show. I'm not going to bother trying to remember them all, but basically, find us on Twitter, at ReadyP2. All of the links to all of the places you can find us on the internet are there, including all of the hosts' Twitter accounts. You can find us all on there. Thank you very much. Salut. Have a great year. Have a great new year. Great Christmas, and we'll see you in the new year. Bye. Goodbye! Do
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.